Welcome to Live Daf, your online Daf Yomi Shir.
Shalom Aleichem, welcome back to today's Daf Yomi, Bava Basra Kuf Lamed. We begin right on top of the Mishnah. Ha'imer, a fellow gets up and declares, Ish Pleini, Yira Sheni, I would like this fellow to inherit my assets. B'mokem Sheish Bas. Problem is, there's a daughter awaiting the Yerusha. The Rashbam explains, this Ish Pleni can be even his brother, his own brother, who's not yet entitled to the Yerusha because there's somebody before him on that waiting list. This fellow's own daughter comes first. Right, the order is first son, if there's no son, daughter, then his own brothers, after the father, of course. So he's promising it to his brother instead of his daughter. Or in the next case, Biti Tirosheni, he promises it to his daughter, but there are sons around who take priority. So in all these situations, Leimar Klum, what he says is null and void. Why? Shehisna Amasha Kosu Batur. He attempted to condition against the Yerusha system dictated by the Torah. So one may not manipulate, he cannot rearrange the Yerusha system. However, Rabbi Yechanan ben Broiko Omer, it depends. Im Omar al Misheroi Liyershay, if this intended recipient is a person who potentially can be considered a Yoresh. Okay, so let's say he has five sons and he promises it all to one son. Instead of just getting your 20%, you're getting everything. Devarav Kayamin. In this case, his will is in fact valid because although he shouldn't be getting such a big share, it's irrelevant since he, in his very essence, is a Yoresh, is meant to get, let's say, a small share. That allows you to expand his share, to enlarge it, and give him the entire thing, as opposed to attempting to divert your property to a stranger. That doesn't work. But if it's a Yerish, then it works. Val Mishain Roy Loy Liyarish. However, if he attempts to direct his Yerusha to an individual who is not a potential heir, Ein Dvar of Kayam, in that case, he's doing it at the expense of legitimate Yerushim, it doesn't work. Okay, now the Mishnah began with a fellow who tried to divert it to a stranger when there were descendants, or to a daughter when there were sons around. It doesn't work. Let's make a diuk. Ta'amo da'acher b'mokim bas. Why doesn't it work? He attempted to give it to a stranger when there was a daughter there. Ubas b'mokim bein, or in the second case, a daughter instead of his sons. So that's why it doesn't work. Because that intended individual is not really an eligible Yerush. Right, he's not supposed to be getting anything right now. Daughter doesn't get when there are sons. A brother doesn't get when there are daughters. But suppose that intended recipient was somebody who currently is entitled to some share of the Yerusha, then it's okay to direct everything to him at the expense of the others who are present. Ha ben ben abonim. If he grants it to one son amongst the others, ubas ben abonis, or in the absence of sons, only daughters, he gives it to one daughter over the rest. Dvar of Kayam, and then it works. This is like Rabbi Yechanan Breike. It's based on a pasuk, right? As we're going to see later. V'hayu b'yayim hanchilo yizbona, the Torah empowers a father to direct everything to one of his Yerushim. So that works. Because after all, this intended recipient was an eligible, currently an eligible Yerush. So although he got more than his share, right? It works. Eimo seifa. Okay, so let's proceed to the next part of the mission. Where we have Rabbi Yochanan Breika, who says, Eimer im amar al misha roi liyosha et varav kayam. If in fact he promises it all to the member, who is a roi liyosha, who is currently eligible? For instance, he gives it all to one son amongst his sons. Dvarav kayam, then it works. Hainu tanakama. Isn't this exactly what the Tanakhama just finished telling us? You can't give it to a stranger, but you can give it to one son amongst the others. So what's the repetition? Why do we seem to have two opposing views when it's really all one and the same? You can't divert it to a stranger, but you can to a son amongst the other sons. Perhaps we're going to say that Rabbi Yechon Breka holds afilu acher b'mokim bas ubas b'mokim ben ka'omar. Perhaps the Tanakhama really holds that any type of diversion, any type of redirecting of assets does not work. As we have already learned back on Kukhavav on the base, if you recall, the Mishnah presented the opposing view, the Shitas Chachamim. You can't just, rearrange, reappropriate your assets to your kids. Well, he's going to get this much, he's going to, right? If it's done within the Yerusha system, it doesn't work. So even though it's to one son amongst the others, it doesn't work. Comes Rabbi Yechon Breka and disagrees to the extent that he says, not only does it work if it's one son amongst the others, where this intended recipient was really currently an eligible recipient, although you gave him more than he deserved, but he was a Yerush. Even so, not only does it work in that case, even if it's to a brother, when there are sons around. So that brother, although technically he's a potential Yerush down the road, but he's further back on the waiting list, so to speak. He's not currently an eligible Yerush. Still, it works, because that fellow is considered, he's labeled a Yerush. He's not just a random stranger. He's a relative, close relative, who can potentially, somewhere down the road, be Yerush, this person. So perhaps that was the point of our Mishnah. It's all Rabbi Yechon Breka speaking. And meaning Tanakhama begins, Mishnah begins, by saying that nothing works. So even a son amongst the sons, like we had back in the Kuf Chavav Amud Beis, and certainly with the opening case in our Mishnah, where it's a brother instead of a son, a daughter instead of a son, it certainly doesn't work. That's even a step back, right? Comes Rabbi Yechon Breka and he says, you should know, not only a son amongst sons, a daughter amongst daughter works, but even acher b'mokim bas, even a bas b'mokim bein, a brother when there are sons, a daughter when there are sons, where these individuals are not really eligible yerushim, right? Brother doesn't get when there are daughters, daughter doesn't get when there are sons. Still, since these people are labeled as yerushim, because potentially somewhere down the road they can be yerush, if there was nobody closer than them, so it's different than a stranger, and it works. That's a big chiddush, right? Is that true? V'chi tema, perhaps we can say, Rabbi Yechon Breka, afilu acher mokim bas, even if he gives it to his brother instead of his daughter, umas mokim ben, daughter instead of son, it works. Kamar, does it work? Is that Rabbi Yechon Breka's shita? Batanya, but it's incorrect. Because Rabbi Yechon Breka's own son clarified his father's position, that it was limited. It was limited to a case where he's giving it to somebody who's currently entitled to something, and he's just expanding, enlarging his share. Then it works. But not to a brother when there are daughters, etc. Batani, Rabbi Shmuel, Binoi, he's a son. Shol Rabbi Yochanan Breka Omer, he tells us, Le'nechleku Abba v'chachamim. There was never a discussion between my father and the Chachamim regarding a brother, regarding a daughter when there are sons. Of course not. Alachar b'mokim bas, mas b'mokim ben. Of course it doesn't work. Shlomer klum, because these individuals are not currently entitled to anything. Amanechaku, the discussion only pertained al ben ben abonim. If he promises it to one son amongst his others. Ubas ben abonis, he only has daughters. He gives it all to one daughter. In this case, we have a discussion. Sha'abo emer yirash. My father, Rabbi Yechon ben Breka, holds it works. V'chachamim oimrim lo yirash, chachamim disagree. You can't manipulate, you can't redirect anything. So clearly, even Rabbi Yechon Breka was limited to this type of case. You can't suggest otherwise. So as the Gemara, two tirutz, two answers. Yibay Yisema, one option could be, yeah, this was Rabbi Shmuel's version of his father's opinion. But it would seem that Rabbi Shmuel is responding to somebody, a Tanakama, who had a differing view of this debate. According to Tanakama, his version of events were that Rabbi Yehon Brake, in fact, adopted his opinion regarding a brother as well, regarding a daughter instead of the sons as well. The fact that Rabbi Shmuel has to get up and say, well, there is no discussion other than this one. Apparently, there is a different opinion regarding a different version of their discussion. Apparently, the Tanakhama of that Brisa holds that there was, in fact, a machlekes, even regarding a brother. And that opinion is reflected in our Mishnah as well. Another option can be that kulei d'Rabbi Yochanan mebrekehi, that in fact this entire Mishnah here by us on Daf Kuf Lamed is really a rendition of Rabbi Yochanan Breke's Shita. So according to this Teretz, you're right. Rabbi Yochanan Breke is only applying his concept to a son amongst sons, a daughter amongst daughters. For here, each one is entitled to something, but he's just enlarging, he's just redirecting. That's when it works. And in fact, the entire Mishnah is Rabbi Yochanan Breke speaking. Kulei to Rabbi Yochanan Breke. Yechasur Mechshav Achitani. And the Mishnah, as very often happens, was comprised in sort of short form, concise form, and you meant to learn the Mishnah as though it's missing some words. And you read it like this. We begin. The fellow gets up and declares his interest in having everything sent to his brother when there are daughters around, or to his daughter when there are sons around. It does not work. It's a non-starter. But if he's more limited in his reach, I'm giving it to one son amongst my sons, one daughter amongst my daughters. Im amar yirash kol nechasav devarav kayamim, in this case, even if he gives it all to that person that works. She, Zor Rebechim Brekha speaking, She Rebechim Brekha Imer. Im amar al misharar liyosh devarav kayamim, if in fact he promised it all to a person who is currently getting something, he can give it all to him. Okay, so in conclusion, we certainly have some machlekes. The question is, in what context is the machlekes pertaining to? Tanakhama certainly holds, Chachamim certainly hold, that any redirection of Yerusha doesn't work. By hook or by crook, it does not work. He holds, based on a pasuk, we're going to see in a minute, he holds that you can redirect somewhat. The question is to what extent. So according to one teretz, it's only redirecting to a currently eligible recipient and giving him all. That works. According to the other version, even to a further out Yerush, a brother when there are sons, right, etc. That also would work. Oh. So what's the conclusion? Am Rabbi Dama Shmuel Halacha. The conclusion is Ki Rabbi Yochanan ben Breika, that you can do so. V'chein Amar Rava Halacha Ki Rabbi Yochanan ben Breika, that you can redirect the Yerusha to an eligible heir. Amar Rava my time. To Rabbi Yochanan ben Breika, what's the basis for this halacha? How can you redirect? How can you do a system which contravenes the Torah system? Amakra, it's actually based on a pasuk. Oh, Yabi Menchila Hizbanov. Torah describes his fellow inheriting, right? Providing Yerusha to his kids. Rashbam explains, the Torah could have simply said, that the kids will inherit their father. I mean, since when is a father taking an active role in passing on that inheritance? It happens, by itself. No. The pasuk here is teaching us that a father can play an active role in directing his Yerusha to his, favored recipient. HaTorah nosna reshus la'av lahanchel l'kol mishir. The Torah here is empowering a father to provide Yerusha to the man of his wishes. Amalei Abaye. Why do we need that pasuk? We already have another pasuk indicating the same point. Huh? This point, milo yuchal levaker nafka. That's one from a different pasuk. We have a pasuk in Dvarim Chaf Aleph. It says here. Actually, it's the same pasuk, but it's a different part of the pasuk. It says, "V'hoyu b'im achilu esbanav es asher yiloi lo yuchal levaker." Right? He can't decide to grant the bechir status with all the perks that come with it as ben ahuva to the son of his son from a desired marriage, from a proper marriage. Al pnei ben hasnuah bechir, and skip over, overlook the real bechir, product of a improper marriage. Okay, so basically, the Torah is telling you you can't manipulate the bechira. Bechira you can't, but you can have a say in the base portion. In the chelak ha-poshet, you can. That you can redirect. Meaning everyone agrees. Even Recham Brecher agrees you can't redirect the chelak bechira. Bechira is a bechira, is a bechira, you can't touch that. But the base portion, the, you know, the basic portion, or the portions belonging to the regular sons, that you can. Lo yuchal levaker, that you can't manipulate. But the other portions you can. Apparently it's okay. Here we go, that's a source. So why do we need the other source? Answer is the Gemara, no, this is needed for something else. Hahumi b'ayla l'kadisanya, it's needed for the next halacha. Abachonon amar mishmur b'lezer. Ma talmudoyim al yuchal levaker. The pasuk already says, it's the next pasuk, which says, Habchoyer ben asno yaker, you have to honor the b'chayra of the real b'chayr, irrespective of his yichus, right? So why does the pasuk have to start by saying, lo yuchal levaker, you can't manipulate? It's sort of a redundancy. L'shanemar, the reason is like this, because the pasuk begins with v'hoi b'yamechil esbanav. That a father does have a right to redirect his Yerusha to any kid of his choosing. Sheyachel, so based on that, valeidinu, I can make perhaps a kal v'chomer, which would empower a father to tinker with the bechira as well. What's the kal v'chomer? Uma pashut, sheyachel koich. Look, even the pashut, meaning the base amount that an ordinary son gets, has an advantage. Has a strength. You know how? Not only does the son inherit what his father actually had in his possession at the point of death, even something which was roi. Learned about this many times. Roi means something which was intended, anticipated, expected, something which he got after his passing. Perhaps a loan that was repaid, a Yerusha that came from a grandfather. That goes to the kids. You know the friendship between muhsak and roi. So regarding the chelik ha-poshut, regarding the base Yerusha amount which goes to the kids, they can access anything. Something that he had, something that arrived later. HaTorah nasna rishus la'av la'anchel. L'chol nishayirtz is still, despite this strength, despite this advantage, in the chelik ha-poshet, we find that the Torah allows a father to redirect it. Take all his assets and send it to one kid. Certainly the bachar, shehura koichai. A bachar who was looking for a second portion, and that second portion is a little bit weaker than his first portion, because she'ena noitel b'roi ki b'muchzak, there he only takes from muchzak what his father actually had and is passing on to him, not something that came later. So we see that it has a weakness. And of course, it lends to reason that it would be subject to father's discretion. Loi kol shkein, certainly, of course, a father can redirect that. That's what I would think, that a father can tinker with the b'chira as well, just like he could regarding the chelik ha-pasha, tamalayim aluich levaker, comes the puzzle, don't touch the b'chir. B'chir is hatred, it's out of reach. Now, v'yoyim aluich levaker. Now, the puzzle could have simply said, don't touch the b'chir, which would imply to us that you can redirect the chelik ha-pasha, right? You can't do that, but you can do this. So, ma tamalayim ar v'hoya b'yoyim hanchilo yizbonav. So, why does the Torah have to make that extra puzzle? That you can redirect the Yerusha. Isn't that understood from the other pasuk? Sheyachal v'leidinu. The answer is, now we'll go the other way. Through a kal v'chomer, we can reach a misunderstanding. V'leidinu, uma b'chir, shehura koich, she'eni noit. Broi ki b'mukhsa, even the second portion of a b'chir, which is a weaker type of Yerusha, because he can only access mukhsak, not roi. Amra toira luich levakar, still toira says, the father, keep away, don't touch that. Pashat sheyachal koich, she'enoitel, broi ki b'mukhsak. Certainly, the chelik ha-pashut, which is stronger, because it allows the son to access even later income. Like Hoshkin, of course, you would think a father cannot manipulate that. That's why comes the other pasuk and says, yep, the Torah empowers a father to redirect his Yerusha, send it all to one of his sons. Okay, so basically we worked out the source for the halacha, and the conclusion is that we have many psukim, we have and the conclusion is that, according to Rechon Broken, that's how we paskin. A father can redirect it all to one son, but he can't touch the chelek habacher. Amar Rav Zrika, Amar Rav Ami, Amar Rav Chanina, Amar Rabbi, quotes Rabbi, that what? Halacha is, Rabbi Yechon Brik. Amar Rav Abba. So Rav Abba had a different version. Hayra Itmar. Rather than saying that Rabbi Paskin, actually my version is that Rabbi, rather than dictating the halacha, he actually carried it out. Hayra Itmar, which means he had a story. So the Shaila brought him, and he issued his psak in response to an actual case. And he paskin like Rabbi Yechon Brik. Now, but Mike Mifli, what's the difference between this version and the other version, that it was just a dictator, was an actual practical halacha? Marasova halacha adifa. The first shita holds that actually when a Rav, in this case Rebbe, gets up and says, you know, this is the halacha, that's really, you know, the last word, that's the final word, that's reliable. Because if it's just a story that he's responding to, you never know, maybe there was some, you know, there were some details that you're not aware of. Maybe the you don't have the full equation. And therefore, you cannot really draw definitive conclusions from a story. So therefore, it's better that we know that he paskin like that, and that's it. Umar sava masarab, whereas Rabbi Abba holds just the opposite. When you're sitting in Beis Medrash and you're paskining, okay. That was his, you know, view at that moment. But who's to say that, if, you know, when an actual shaila comes to him, he won't have second thoughts, he wouldn't, you know, rethink it, and perhaps come to a different conclusion. Rashbam says, Shema im yavai liyadei ma'asa, this is on the first white line, yidaktak yaser. Perhaps when a Rav is confronted with an actual story, with an actual shaila, he'll be more meticulous, and he'll delve into it and analyze it better, and perhaps v'yira tamachar b'dav will come up with a different perspective. But basically, whether it's a halacha itmar or masa itmar, that was certainly Rebbe's shita, that we go with Rabbi Yechon Brik. Tana Rabbanan, on this topic of paskani halacha l'maisa, we have an interesting braisa. Ein lemeidim halacha, one may not draw a conclusion regarding halacha, lo'im pi Talmud, not from, you know, sitting in the yeshiva and hearing the Rebbe, you know, Rashbam says, derech limudai, right? He says, well, as he's learning, I think this is the way to do it. Because, you know, it doesn't mean that this is the final word. Perhaps, you know, when a practical situation arises, he would look at it differently. On the other hand, even if you see the Rebbe following through, actually implementing something, you can't draw conclusions because maybe, you know, you're not really seeing the whole story, and, you know, Ad Shiyem Rilay Lach Lamasa. The only way you can really know is if the Rebbe tells you Halacha Lamaisa. Not just Halacha, and not just Masa, but a collusion of both. This is the Halacha Lamaisa, meaning he presented a story, he presented an actual case, he looked at it, he analyzed it, and this was his response, then you know, you go with it. Now, Shal V'Amr Lay Lach Lamasa. Let's say you presented a case to the Rebbe, and he said, okay, this is what you do. Yelech V'Yasa Masa. So you can conduct yourself, your entire life, based on that halacha. As long as you're not comparing. Meaning, whenever you experience an identical scenario, go with it. But you can't compare one to the other. What do you mean? What do you mean I can't compare? What then are we doing all day when we learn Gemara? We have sort of a precedent case. Now we go and compare everything, one to the other, right? Always drawing connections and parallels. Amar of Ash Yachay Kamar. He means like this. There's an exception. When it comes to determining what constitutes a critical wound, a life-threatening wound on an animal which makes it usher for Achila, you can't compare one injury to the other because you never know. Sometimes things look similar, but really, you know, it could be a matter of millimeters. Here it's an artery, here it's not, right? The sani, as we learned, when it comes to halachas of treifa, you can't say, well, you know, I have a precedent. This is no good, probably this is no good either. Or the other way around. This is comparable to that. You can't do that. Val titma. Don't wonder why I'm restricting you in this regard. Because look, I'll give you an example. Sometimes you can cut the animal on this side and it dies. If you cut through a vein or something, right? You cut on the other side and it can survive. So you can't draw conclusions. Amalei Rav Asi Rabbi Yechna. So Rav Asi turns to Rabbi Yechna. Ki Amar Lan Man Halacha. Hach. Navid Masa. You know, when you tell us, Rabbi Yechna, you tell us, Halacha Hachi. This is the Halacha. Can we use it and actually implement that? Amar, he says, Loi Savidu. No, you should not carry it out. Ada Minan Halacha L'maisa. Unless you hear from me these words, Halacha L'maisa. Go ahead and do it. And this is a response, meaning I responded to an actual story. He brought me a case. I focused, I immersed myself, I was machav and libo yoyser, says Rashbam. Now you know that I mean business. Amalu rovel Rav Papa. Ula rafuna vira vishur. Ki asi piska de dina de dichla kamech. Oh, this is an interesting point on a slightly related topic. So Rav turned to Rav Papa and Rafuna vira vishur, who are apparently his talmidim. Ki asi piska de dina de dichla kamech. You know, whenever you encounter a psak din, a written, verdict that I have, passed on to somebody, and you encounter that psak. Isli taima, sorry, v'chazisu bepircha, and you'd like to challenge it. You see something wrong with it, with the psak. Do me a favor, lo yisikruhu, don't tear it up. Ada sisul kamoy, until you come back to me and confront me. Isli taima, look, either way, you'll be good. If I have a response, I can justify what I wrote. I mean, I'll tell you, but otherwise I'll be honest. Otherwise, I'll retract it. No problem. So never hesitate to take my psak din that you see a problem with and come back to me and discuss it. But lachar misa, let's say you encounter it after my passing. So I'm no longer accessible. What do you do? Loi mikrosikru. Still, you should not be tearing it up. And likewise, you shouldn't be learning from it. He says, why? Loi mikra tikraine. Don't tear it up. Why? Because imagine if I was standing there, perhaps I can defend it. Dilma hava minel chotam, I would explain it to you and you would have been good with it. Migmer nami le sigmer mine, but I don't blame you for not learning from it. You can't conclude based on something which you find problematic. You know why? Listen to this. De'ein le dayan elam she'ein avroyos. Unbelievable. A dayan must conduct himself only based on what his eyes and his, intellect appreciates. Right? Hashem tasked you. You got to use your faculties. You can't base it on the fact that, he must have been right then and he's a bigger person than me and I got to rely on. No, you got to see it for yourself. So certainly you shouldn't go with it if you find it problematic. Okay, summation. A fellow attempts to redirect all his Yerusha to one of the members of his family. Koin de Rabbanan does not work. Koin de Rabbanan Berke does work. And that's how we pask him, based on the pasuk of Hayyabe Machila is Banat. And we learned something very important regarding Psaktin. One has to be careful that, in fact, when he's adopting Halacha L'maisa, it was issued in a context of Halacha L'maaseh, with the Rebbe, with the Rav, with the Rosh Hashiva, had that in mind. And this ensures that, in fact, it was properly analyzed, properly delved through, and allows for implementation. All the best, Yonat L'Acharav.